Welcome, guys, to the Alpha Project podcast. And I have a pretty special guest on. This is Maddie Watkins, who is the founder and owner of 202 Strong in Bethesda, correct?
Yep, North Bethesda.
Okay, I know there's a distinction.
Yeah.
Which is that the bougie side? Is that the nicer?
Well, South Bethesda is like your downtown Bethesda area. The North Bethesda / Rockville, depending what you want to call it.
Okay. Oh, so yeah. North Bethesda is Rockville.
Yeah, at one point in time, it was Rockville.
Okay. I've been here, I think, 4 or 3 years. So I'm still learning all of the area. Well, I live in Frederick, so like learning all the areas of like Montgomery County.
Yeah.
I've heard there's... apparently one of them, North Bethesda's fancy. I don't know.
Yeah,
apparently,
North Bethesda's, I guess so.
Bougie.
That's
the word. Cool. Well, thanks for joining us. And I guess for people who don't know you, which is probably, you know, most of the people on the podcast, I guess, who are you and, like, what is 202 Strong?
So I'm Maddie. I opened 202 Strong in 2015. And prior to that, I was a personal trainer. So kind of... how 202 Strong got started as a personal trainer, I was working with a lot of women at that time. They were women in their 50s, and we were strength training and doing deadlifts and pull-ups and burpees and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And then when I transitioned from working at Washington Sports Club to a CrossFit gym, they would not take a class. It was intimidating. It was scary. I was like, we're literally doing the same thing. I could give them the exact same workout with me or with this class. They wouldn't do it. And so I thought, there's kind of a problem here. There's a missing gap in the industry of people who want to do this style of workout but feel intimidated to work into or walk into a certain kind of gym. Mm-hmm. So that's how 202 Strong kind of came about. That was the idea behind it, to make that barbell training, strength training more accessible. So what is 202 Strong? We do the group classes, a whole ton of personal training, but... our vibe, we have kind of like light, bright colors. I try to make it less intimidating, more accessible to people who might not typically think that there's someone who's going to lift a barbell.
Okay.
Right?
So not as intimidating as like a fire-breathing CrossFit gym.
Exactly. More like fitness-based. So group fitness class meets CrossFit. We kind of meet in the middle. You have 202 Strong.
Okay, cool. So it takes a lot of the good things from CrossFit, I guess.
Yeah, and I had a CrossFit background, so there's a lot that I love about CrossFit. I love the barbell. I love the high intensity.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I love to be lying on the floor dead after a workout.
Me and you both.
It doesn't always mean that it was a good workout, but I love that feeling, right?
Yes.
And then I just kind of put my own spin on it. I add some movements that you wouldn't traditionally see in a CrossFit programming, maybe that are more fitness-based, but giving that full-body, comprehensive, functional workout.
Yeah. No, I love it. And then, me and my wife dropped in there, was that like 2 months ago or a month ago?
Probably 2 months, because time flies.
3 months. It was a while ago. It doesn't feel that long ago.
I know.
I could tell the CrossFit kind of... the incorporation of a lot of CrossFit movements, but it was, it was different, which I think is, like, a lot of people, at least the one criticism I've gotten from CrossFit is, I love it, but some people really just, like, maybe they're never going to get the Olympic lifting side of it, and a lot of people can probably hurt themselves trying to do that. So, do you guys add the Oli lifting on as well, or is that, like...
We do more power clean focus than, like, the snatch or some of the more... like
the snatch, intimidating.
Yeah, and also the way in which we program those lifts. We also don't throw a lot of heavy deadlifts in workouts. So I want it to be accessible to people.
Okay.
We're adding the Olympic lifting class.
Oh yeah, with JJ.
Yeah.
Yes.
To give more exposure to those movements for the members who want that. But in our general classes, if you've never lifted a barbell, you can come in, you'll succeed.
Nice. Yeah. I think that's what most people are looking for is wanting to, whatever the health goal is of getting in shape or getting your diabetes under control or cholesterol, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But hey, I can jump in here and maybe there's a little bit of a learning curve, but it's not like, oh, you can't, we have to like scale everything.
Exactly.
Which can be not a bad thing, but I've been told that there tends to be more women in CrossFit or in group classes because it's, especially CrossFit, because there's like men let their ego get in the way of like,
right.
of like, I'm going to jump in, and then all of a sudden they can't do like a toasted bar or like a deadlift the right way, and then they quit because they're like, okay, well, the learning curve is too much. I don't know if you've experienced that. Or seen it or heard it. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, also like too, that so you guys have one-on-one training.
A lot of one-on-one training.
Okay.
I think because I came, from a personal training background. And so I brought my clients with me when the gym opened.
Oh, so you never left that side of
things. I never left that side of things.
That's awesome.
I slowed down a while ago, probably like 2016, 17, 18. I told myself, you know, I own this place. I shouldn't be on the floor so much. And so I slowed it down, but I missed it.
Okay.
And now I'm back full force with personal training. I love it. And a lot of the other trainers do one-on-one sessions as well. So that's a big part of our business.
No, that's a, and I feel like there's probably a lot of people looking for that.
Yeah.
I think the group classes are great. I love them, but there's so much more like in-depth things. I mean, we work with people one-on-one, obviously, but like there's so much, even from like a CrossFit and training background, there's so much you guys can probably do, Maddie, that like you could help someone, hey, their knee's caving in, or this is happening, when it's might be really challenging to solve that on the group class floor versus one-on-one. You can give them so much more attention.
So much more attention. People like the attention. I think people like, in a way, to feel special. Like, I'm going here. I get 100% of this attention.
Yeah.
It's at a time that works for me. This program is written for me. She's helping me. And that, people like that.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I'm a big fan of the one-on-one. Even, like, I know some people have, like, they like small group training.
Yeah.
Do you guys have that, or is it just, like, the group and then the one-on-one?
It's really just the group or one-on-one. If you came to me and you said, me and my three friends, we want to work out, we could do that. But no, it's mainly one-on-one, two-on-one, or our classes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Here's a good question. Why did you start 202 Strong? Like, so you said 2015.
Yeah, I wanted to create a space where people who didn't consider themselves weightlifters, and not weightlifters as in like I'm going on the platform and competing, but
who've
ever touched a barbell can say, I know how to deadlift now. And that's really awesome.
Yeah.
Men and women. In DC, we had a lunch class, and it was a bunch of men, primarily, who could come in their lunch break, quickly shower, go back to the office.
Yeah,
and
it's
not
a way to do it. It's a way to do it.
Exactly. Not all of them had ever touched a barbell or had any body awareness. And so giving people who wouldn't typically say, oh, yeah, I can deadlift and just walk into the gym and deadlift, a space to learn how to do that, to feel that confidence, that empowerment, get stronger.
That's something I've more recently actually gone through, Maddie, of like, my background's in running, didn't really do a lot of strength training, been getting a lot better at CrossFit and movement-wise, and I'm like, I just feel more confident, like, doing things. And, like, not that I wasn't confident before, but, like, now I'm like, I don't tweak my back as much, and I just, like, I can go deadlift, like, 150, no problem. And, like, it is very, like, you get more confident as you get stronger.
You do, and then you get more body awareness, and you're like, oh, I know how to move, and I'm not going to get, like you said, hurt as often, or I know I can... I don't know. Do something in your everyday life, like move a couch.
Yeah, open a car door, not tweak my back. Like, open the, or like, I mean, the common ones, like you're 60 years old and you go grab a gallon of milk out of the fridge and you tear your rotator cuff.
Right.
Like that's not, like
that
shouldn't
be
happening.
That happening ever again. And I would see some members walk in the door and they'd be like hunched over and shy and hi, my first house. And then they're like walking out and they're like, this is awesome. I can do it. I know what I'm doing. Oh, yeah. This is the pull-up bar, you know, helping the newer faces. And it's such a cool transformation.
It's
awesome.
Like, I've recently gotten handstand walks.
Oh.
I'm not, like, perfect at them, but I can go, like, 10 feet.
That's awesome.
So, like, that's been huge for me. And I'm like, it's just really fun to do new things.
Yeah.
Especially when you're like, oh, I never thought I could do, my wife finally got, I think she just got pull-ups, like a strict pull-up. And it's like, that's huge for her.
Huge accomplishment.
So I think that's, it's getting healthier. Like, why do people, like, want to go to 202 Strong or to a gym of, like, it's getting healthier.
Right.
But also, like, as you get stronger and, bone density, all that stuff, but just from a feeling standpoint, like, you're going to feel better.
And that's my favorite part of it, is the mental side and what keeps me, like, really going. Like, I love teaching you to squat. I'll fix your squat. That makes me happy. But it's how you feel when you can squat a lot. or how you feel when you've accomplished that, that to me is like everything.
Yeah,
that's
huge.
The best.
It's and you're overcoming a goal too. So it's like you never thought you'd be able to squat, I don't know, 150 pounds or something.
Exactly.
And like, you're like, oh, I did it. Well, what's like, what's the next goal? So it's I love that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I'm curious what you think about this, Maddie. But I've in the beginning I struggled with this a lot more, but it's better now. But like, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, I could just spend all my time in my business, and or if someone works a lot, spending all their time in their business. How have you like separated? Because I mean, you look like you're in really good shape and you work out. How have you separated? Like, I need to yes, spend time on the business, and that's important, and work, but also switch the brain over and be like, no, I need to be able to work out more and have my physical fitness side of things. I don't know if you have a way of doing that.
It's tough.
Yeah. It's really tough.
It's really tough. For me, I need to move in order to feel good. Like, yep. I will be a horrible person that no one wants to be around if I don't exercise, basically. Yep. I will say I've lost my fitness goals. Like, I no longer have a goal to lift a certain amount or to do a muscle up or things like that. My goal is just to move every day. During COVID, I started these online classes where I do the workout as I teach. To this day, I still do that class.
Yeah.
And it's 30 minutes a day, 4 times a week. That keeps me guaranteed 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I use like heavier dumbbells and I push myself.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. So you just record yourself doing the workout. And
like, you're and then people
telling people how to do it as you're dying.
As I'm dying.
That's awesome.
100%.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
And then on the weekends, I try to, I don't know, go to another gym or yoga or run or just something.
Okay. So you're just trying to find ways to keep yourself moving.
Yeah. And my schedule, like, I love it. I wouldn't change a thing, but it's really busy, so I don't have
all
the time in the world to carve out, but I make sure that I do at least 5 days a week.
Yeah. I'm very similar in your boat where I'm like I didn't work out yesterday, so right before bed, I'm like, all right, 100 air squats.
Right.
And I'm going to go, and then like, I think I did like 50 push-ups. Like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. So like, but other days I'm like today, this evening I can work out more, but it's definitely been like, yes, like you're busy and like, that's fine. But if you don't, like, you have to carve out time to take care of your body.
Yeah, because otherwise you can't take care of other people.
Yeah, you gotta take care of yourself.
You're gonna start breaking down. You really do. I started saying after 8 p.m., there's no reason I need to answer an email. I can look at it, but I can save my brain for the next day, and I can just like turn it off, be at home.
Yes. I mean, we call that cutoff time.
Yeah.
So it's actually funny you say 8 because it's literally 8 o'clock for me.
Yeah.
Like, I will get home at 8 and I'm like, we're done. No more work.
Right. You have to make that boundary.
Yes. And I recently, like, we make business goals like every year, every quarter, every month. And we do them with like our employees too, Maddie. And like, we put on there, like, we have our business goals and we have personal goals. And like, it doesn't matter if you hit the business goals if you didn't do any of the personal goals.
Yeah, I love that philosophy.
I think everybody, like, whether you have a business or you
just
crazy
work.
Job, like,
we're
juggling these balls, and at work, okay, you could probably drop the rubber ball that's going to bounce back up, but, like, to me, the fitness and the family and all that stuff, and relationship-wise, like, that's more of a glass ball that I'd rather not drop that one too many times, because eventually it's going to shatter.
Yeah, and there's also so many more aspects of life than just work. And I say that as someone, and you too, has so much passion for my job and what I do. But I like to travel. I like to go to the beach. I like to explore new places or be with friends or loved ones and family and, like, tend to your relationships, I think, is really important.
Yeah. No, it's huge.
It's huge.
It's, I think there's, like, pictures of, Jeff Bezos and, like, Mark Zuckerberg. Now they're, like, jacked.
Yeah.
They work out all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, super successful, like, CEOs that are, like, they start their own business and they're, like, even they're taking the time. I mean, granted, they probably have money to buy, like, the best personal trainers.
But they still carve out the time. Even if it's at 5 a.m., they make themselves a priority, and you have to make yourself a priority.
Yeah. If they can find time, I think we can find time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, like, probably the busiest people on Earth. I think we can find time.
Exactly.
We could probably talk probably 30 minutes on that.
Yeah.
We can move on. I think you already talked about your exercise background. What made you, so I know you were a personal trainer first.
Right.
What made you get into personal training? Because I know 202 Strong was creating that space, kind of your own unique space to help people. But what was the personal training motivation?
That part, so right after college, Well, in college, I studied microbiology. I thought I'd get a PhD, and I'd, like, study genetics.
It's a lot of schooling, Maddie.
Yeah, and I don't like school. I'm not, like, a big school person.
Yeah.
So I thought, why do I want to get a PhD? That sounds like a lot of school.
Yeah, that's literally a dissertation you have to write.
Yes.
That's, like, three, like, hundreds of pages. Like, why would you do that to
yourself? Why would I do that? And in college, I ran a lot, and I was very focused on burning calories, and I struggled a little bit with an eating disorder and some depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
And I came across a trainer who taught me weightlifting, and he showed me how to deadlift, and he showed me how to do all these things, and it just, like, transformed my whole mindset of fitness, my personal abilities, what I can do. And that is what inspired me to say, I don't want to get a PhD. I'm going to be a personal trainer instead.
There you go. That's awesome.
I was so shy, like, incredibly shy. My parents were like, huh? Personal trainer? You're going to get a PhD, now personal trainer? I was like, yes, I'm going to be a personal trainer.
Wow.
This is what I'm going to do. If I hate it, I'll quit after a year, but I'm going to try this.
Okay.
And that was in 2010. So 13 years later, I have...
Wow. Still doing it.
Still doing it. Still loving it.
So you get your bachelor's in microbiology? Did you get your degree?
Yeah, bachelor's in microbiology.
Okay, and then I don't even use it anymore.
Nope.
Did you still have loans? Did you pay your loans off?
I'm no loans.
Okay, awesome.
So,
that's sick.
Yeah.
I have like, what do I have left? I think I have like 20 or 15,000.
Okay.
Like PT school, I'm like, I don't want to get off on a tangent too much, but like, man, I almost don't even recommend, unless you're going to go like the route that kind of we have gone into the out of network world. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know if I would recommend people to go to PT school because there's a lot of burnout and people are just like leaving the profession.
Interesting.
So it's, I don't want to talk too much about that, but loans are almost gone. Well, I didn't pay for them for like 2 years or whatever. It was COVID. So I kind of had like a free ride.
Right. That's good though.
So I got to start paying it back, I think, in August. So that's going to suck.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
You answered a bunch of these already, Manny, which is awesome. I know you kind of mentioned women a little bit, but who's who's like your perfect like client or like an avatar? I know you said you used to work with a lot of women and kind of bring them to CrossFit, didn't work well, but who's like your perfect client? You may have kind of already answered it already, but I'm just curious.
It doesn't have to be, it's not man or woman. It could be anyone, really any age, but someone who doesn't think that they're capable of lifting. Someone who boxes them into, I can't do strength training, I'm not strong, I have a back injury, I have this, I have that.
Yep.
Whatever excuse, like the more excuses you give me, I'm like, yes, I want you. I am going to show you that like we can break through these excuses. You can do it and feel amazing and completely change your life. And I've seen it happen. And
that's awesome.
So I'd say that's my perfect client. I work with some figure skaters. Growing up, I was a figure skater. Mm-hmm. And so now I train some teenage girls. And just to see them lifting weights to supplement their ice skating gives me so much happiness and giving back to that sport, but
probably helps a lot with figure skating.
Helps a lot of power.
How
a lot of strength.
I mean, they're jumping and twisting. How long do they just do it to like one song? Like, how long are they on the ice for?
Their program, a long program's 4.5 minutes.
Okay.
So it's like doing a 4.5 minute AMRAP of squats, box jumps, burpees.
Probably single leg too, a lot of them.
And like pistols.
Pistol squats, because they're jumping and landing on one leg, and that's a lot.
Yeah. And it's exhausting.
Oh, I bet.
And you have to perform and smile and look really pretty.
So you got to look good and perform good.
Yeah.
So you have a double whammy there. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough sport. It's a brutal one.
Tell me about a client win you've had recently. Like somebody just, I don't know, hitting a PR or just feeling good about something. Like, just any client win that comes to mind.
So the one that really comes to mind is a woman who's, I don't know her exact age. Let's pin her like my parents' age.
Okay.
All right. So maybe your mid-60s, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working with her for maybe 18 months now. She had back surgery and never lifted, couldn't do anything, could barely hold plank on her knees.
Wow.
And she committed to work out with me 3 hours a week, so three times a week for an hour. You know, oh, I'm dreading this. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, okay. Oh, I have to go away for a week. See you. You know, like so excited. And recently she had to go away for 4 weeks. And she said, I am so excited to come back. I can't wait to come back. I can't wait to schedule training with you.
That's awesome.
I miss our sessions. Like, I look forward to them now. She's deadlifting, holding plank for like 45 seconds, not on her knees.
Wow.
Bench pressing, like doing everything. And so that to me is the win of feeling like she can't do anything. She's dreading it. Like, this is so hard, to now I'm back. When can we work out?
Yeah, when can I work out? Oh, she's addicted to it, right?
Yeah,
now
like she said, I'm back late Thursday night. Can we work out Friday? And I thought, whoa, okay.
Like, I guess we could.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I think like one big thing that like we do a lot here, Maddie, is just if you strength train, a lot of aches and pains tend to go away. Like, it just kind of, I think of it like if you have like a diameter of a piece of metal at this, you know, this diameter, we work out, we increase that, like automatically you're going to have more stability and it's going to be a stronger like joint, stronger muscle. So it's actually, I don't want to say it's easy to get out of pain, but like a lot of times if you do simple things and are consistent with it, like your body adapts to that and you get stronger.
Yeah. And I think physical therapy and personal training or fitness are so interconnected. And to be able to, whether you're going to physical therapy, you're going to give them exercises to get stronger.
Yeah.
Trainers are going to give them exercises to get stronger. Sometimes it's the same things,
yeah,
just with like different focuses.
Yep. Different cues, different like, hey, we're doing it for this reason, or they're doing that for that reason.
Yeah.
Like,
and you have a specialized background for a reason and what you do. And then trainers have a specialized background, but they are so interconnected, and you're so right. If you get stronger, most aches and pains subside.
Just like feel
especially
better.
Especially the back pain.
Oh my gosh, I had a story, Manny. So, how was your 4th of July? Never asked you.
That was good. I was at the beach.
Which one?
Rehoboth.
Okay, is that that's Delaware, right?
That's Delaware, yeah.
Okay. Is that close to not Virginia Beach. Is that close to Ocean City?
Yeah, like, I don't know, 30 minutes, an hour away. But it's close. It's the same shore.
Oh, cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We went to my wife's house, or my wife's parents' house in, like, south of Rochester. It's place called Honeyway Falls.
Okay.
And like they had some family friends over for the 4th of July. So I think I went fishing in the morning and then came back and then we hung out. And her one family friend came in. He's in his late 50s with like a cane. I'm like, Eli, why do you have a cane right now? And apparently he like keeps throwing his back out like over and over and over again. And I just started, he knows I'm a PT. So he's like asking me questions and I'm like, well, do you do any strength training? And it's like, no. Like,
no,
I don't. And I'm like, well, you've been to PT before. What did that look like? And he's like, oh, well, I did, like, the, like, backwards bending and, like, forwards bending and side bending, and that kind of helps. I'm like, yeah, but, like, you're just stretching your back out, which, I mean, you could have, your back is probably tight.
Sure.
But you should be strengthening your back. Like, that's huge.
It's not solving the problem.
No, it's obviously not solving it. So I actually told him to buy a Roman chair, like that thing over there.
Okay.
Not that one. I think, no, maybe it was that one. But they have incline ones, too. Like, you start on an incline.
I think I've seen some of those.
So I'm like, dude, just buy this and go up and down with it.
Right.
Squeeze your butt. Like, it's probably going to, like, help your back.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a huge one where, like, and I think so many people are getting, like, back surgeries, and they probably don't need them. So I think of it as like, it's probably the joint, it's the most unstable part of your body because there's so many different joints. Like there's,
right.
I mean, there's probably over 100 joints in your back.
Yeah.
Like the disc joint from the facet joints, all that stuff. And then like you need that stability there because it's almost like you have the biceps and triceps and all the forearm muscles stabilize your elbow joint, right?
Right.
And there's like, I don't know, maybe three articulations there. And your back, you have like over 100. Like you need a lot of stability.
Yeah.
In your entire back, like neck and low back for sure.
Right.
So I don't know. That's on my quick story about.
I actually have a client who just came to me. She has, gosh, I'm blanking on all the diagnoses and her.
Yeah. Probably spondylolisthesis and like spondylitis, arthritis.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of that stuff, and she needs to strengthen her back, her neck, all that stuff. So we're working on strengthening and. The pain's subsiding.
Yeah, it's going away.
Yeah.
I think headaches too. That's a big one for people to have. I don't know if she has any headaches.
Oh.
But like instability here can cause a lot of like headache problems.
Interesting.
That's like a super, I don't know if you ever noticed that, like my neck hurts and I have headaches. I'm like, oh, they're probably like related.
Probably connected. I always thought of it as tightness. Like if I'm super tight through here, sometimes it gives me a headache, but the instability makes sense too.
It's probably both.
Yeah.
I think of it as like if, like a lot of runners are like, my hammies are tight, my hamstrings are tight. I'm like, well, no, they feel tight, but they have like full range of motion. I'm like, dude, just strengthen your hamstrings and that tightness is probably going to go away.
Right, right.
So it's, I don't know, it's, I think strengthening solves so many problems, and you're right at the forefront of that, which is awesome. Oh, here's what we were talking about before. So yeah, tell me about like a time when like it was not even rock bottom or not like a bad, like doesn't have to be a horrible thing, Maddie, but like tell me about a time that you've had like a challenge or when like something like definitely like went wrong and you had to problem solve, whether it's with the client or with the business. Like, kind of, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
So there's probably like a million of these moments.
Yes, I can relate. Yes,
like having to problem solve or challenges. But one of the biggest challenges that I faced, at least most recently, I had two locations. So I talked about my DC location, and now I only have my North Bethesda location.
Yep. Yep.
During COVID, obviously the world shut down. My DC location was right in the heart of the business district, so everyone was office goers. Office workers in that location. I went back and forth forever. Am I going to close this location? Can I make it? Can I pay the rent? Can I afford this? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Wow.
Finally, in September of 2021, so a year and a half later, okay, I came to the conclusion, negotiated with my landlord, okay, it's time to close. The last day of September, you're out. And that was such an emotional struggle. The DC location was my baby. I designed it. We put so much time into it. Like,
wow.
You create like your first child and now you have to, it's done,
yeah,
right?
No, it's
you're
gone.
Just like, I'm leaving it. I felt like I was giving up and it was so hard to make that choice. It was by far the right choice. As soon as I got, or like right as that was happening, my personal relationship just exploded in my face, like just a disaster. So I ended that relationship. Then a week later, I got the confirmation, you have to be out by September 30th from this space.
From DC space.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, okay, my whole life's changing. So I decided to get a tattoo. So I got my tattoo.
Yes, tattoo time.
Tattoo time, right? I was so excited. I was driving home. At the time, I lived in Capitol Hill. So I was on 395, rush hour traffic. And I got in a fender bender.
Oh, man.
And
wow.
It was like, you know, the fire trucks are coming. I'm the one that's holding up all the traffic. Like, oh my gosh. So I totaled my car. It was literally like the tiniest fender bender. But
and it totaled it.
Totaled my car.
Dang.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It was an old car. Time for a new car. So I said, okay, time for a new car. I got myself a brand new car when like no cars were available during the car shortage.
Somehow got a new car.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, this is the one on the lot, I'll take it. I need a car.
Yes. Whatever you have, I will take.
I'll take it, yeah. So I was so excited, my new car, I was living in Capitol Hill.
Okay.
And I woke up.
Is that
up,
DC? Capitol Hill?
Capitol Hill, DC.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I had to leave my house at 5 a.m. to go to a client, and my car is sitting on blocks. All four wheels were stolen.
And I was classic.
Like, I called my client. I have no wheels on my car. I can't make it.
It happened.
Like, what
oh
do I
gosh.
Do? So I said, that's it. I can't ever park my car here because it's just a recurring theft.
Okay,
of
wheels. They just do that all the time.
Do it all the time. So I said, I have to move. So I moved to Bethesda because now I only was working in Bethesda. And it was this cycle of like all these things happening. Meanwhile, I'm still trying to rebuild my Bethesda location because COVID is just coming back, things were really hard, coaches leaving, and it just felt like one thing after the next.
Oh my gosh.
But what kind of got me through it was I felt like it was all happening for a reason. Like it was kind of setting me up, okay, I meant to be here, let's push forward, let's like make the most of it.
Yeah.
And now I'm thriving in that Bethesda location, I'm able to take on more personal training, which is what I love.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But it was... getting out of COVID was a struggle. It was really hard. And then all those things like happening to me, it was hard to focus on the business.
Yes.
You talk about that like balance.
Yeah, work life, workout.
And there was
balance.
Like so much more emotional stress in my personal life that the business, I was like, I don't have the energy to tend to this, but
I
needed to coming out of COVID. So finally, like we're in a good spot. Everything's a good spot. My personal life is great. The business is great.
Yes.
But
so now now things are good.
Now things are good, but you have to ride the wave. And I think when those things happen, you just have to ride it out and not try not to get to that point of like everything sucks. I can't do this. I wanted to give up the gym. I was like, I'm a terrible business owner. I suck. I quit. Like, I hate this. I was like, nope, just ride it out, Matt.
Yeah, I felt that before.
Yeah. Just let it go.
Yeah, let it, it's got to run its course.
Yeah, and I think every business owner has probably been like, I hate this, I suck, I can't do it anymore. At some point.
Yeah, yep.
And it's, I went through that.
It is a, like, not a constant struggle, but it's, I've done, do you know what stoicism is?
Mm-hmm.
Heard of that? So that has grounded me a lot of, like, especially with this business of, like, there's not a lot of these out there, of, like, how are we going to compete with other insurance practices and all the stuff of, like,
right.
you can only control what you can control, and, like it's, you can, like, you can't, like, worry about things out of your control, like, someone stole your tires. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know if you could, I don't think you could have really controlled that.
There's
so, like,
I could have
yeah,
done,
what are you
yeah.
gonna, like, I guess, okay, now we can, let's get out of this neighborhood. So, it's, like, it's controlling things you can control, and that has kept me grounded and sane. I don't know if you
me
have,
too.
Yeah,
I'm the same way. Yeah,
like I almost like if I'm driving here and I'm late to, like, this podcast, I'm like,
right.
Well, I left on time, but now traffic sucks. Like, mm-hmm. I literally can't control that. So, like, there's no point freaking out about, like, being late somewhere.
Exactly, and just staying in your own, like, well, you talk about driving, staying in your own lane.
Yeah,
like with your business, focusing on you, what you do well, what you enjoy, and just, like, keeping your head down there as opposed to looking at all the competition. When I was first starting out, that's all I could do was compare myself and be like, if I don't have 5 locations, I'm a failure.
Yeah.
And if I, like,
yeah,
they have so many members, and it's like, who cares?
Yeah, I think...
like, I do a great job and my people love it. That's what matters.
Yeah, literally, I think comparison is, was it the thief of
the
joy?
The thief of joy.
Yeah, there's literally, like, another CrossFit gym, like, literally right next to you. And, like,
right.
And, like for us, I think there's, like, Frederick's insane. There's, like, 20 or 30 PT practices in Frederick.
Right.
And, like, we still are, like, growing our Frederick location.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and you'll attract people, and there's enough people to go around.
There's literally so many, like, we kind of have a little bit of an advantage because there's not too many like us, but, like, there are so many PT practices. People are going to like what we say, and they're going to like what other people say, and, like, people are going to gravitate who they like the most. It's like Mac and Microsoft.
Right.
I think Microsoft computers suck. I love Macs. I don't know what you think, but, like,
I like Macs, but a lot of people hate Macs.
Yeah.
And
I've never gotten a virus on this thing. That's
right,
kind of cool.
Right.
I don't know. But I think it's definitely, like, that is something just from, like, an entrepreneur business standpoint of, oh, there's so much competition, but I'm like, I can only control what I can control, and that's, like, our business. And in your case, like, that's, like, the environment at 202 Strong.
Exactly. And I think each individual, there's competition, but, like, no one can replace you, right?
Yeah.
And the energy
you
bring, the person you are, and I think tell myself that, too. Like, there could be 10 gyms in a row, but if people like me or they want to come to me, then they will. And if they don't, then they don't. But, like, I am
exactly.
who I am. There's only one of me.
Yeah. You offer something. I mean, even going to your gym, I'm like, it's definitely unique. It's different than any other gym, CrossFit gym that I've been to.
Yeah.
I like the little Barbie you had on, like the...
Yeah.
What was that, like, how long is that? Is that, like, a trophy thing? Well, there was a reason that was there, right? Is there a reason that's there?
Well, so we actually redid that whole space.
Oh,
now
yeah,
it's
right.
a
yes,
personal
yes.
training
had, like,
space.
And, like, the grand opening thing. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So I know you had PTs in the back there, too, right? Or,
yes.
Like, do you have, like, a massage therapist?
We have a
now?
Massage therapist
okay.
in that back
yeah, that's,
room.
Like, a sick... I mean, obviously, we started it across the gym. Like,
yep.
It just works.
And we're getting a cold plunge tub that
oh,
arrives on
the,
Tuesday.
The legit one?
Yeah.
All right. I have to, like, try that out.
Yep. Come over,
if you're
try
cool,
it out.
If you're cool with it.
100%.
Do you have to shower before you get in it?
I mean, if you're disgusting and you have matte, like, dirt all over you, yeah.
Like,
otherwise,
no, you can't do that.
Right now, you don't need to shower. You can just hop in.
All right, cool. Yeah, those are, like, the legit ones. That's, like, the $5,000, like, $10,000, like, yeah, that's a good tax write-off. But, yeah, those are, is that going to be in the new space, the new side of it?
It is. It's going to be in one of our restrooms.
Oh,
and I'm
sweet.
Really excited for it. I love cold plunging, and I'm excited to bring it to my members in the community and get some competition of, like, you only stayed in for
oh,
me.
Yeah.
I stayed in
yes.
for free.
I'm going to start dropping and be like, hey, man, can I drop in? Oh, can I use the cold plunge, by the way?
I don't need to work out. I just want to use the cold
plunge. Yeah, can I just, like, use the cold plunge?
100%. Thanks. The answer is yes.
All right, perfect. No, I've debated on, like, I'm like, well, we could put it in the Frederick, like, we treat out of our home in Frederick. I'm like, we can get there, and it could be, like, tax write-off because it's in the business, which it would be. But
it
I'm
would
like,
be, yeah.
down the road, I want to get one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is, like, I actually remember there's a professional a youth games athlete in our Columbia location. She works out there. She's,
oh,
like,
cool.
two in, like, the world. Or two in the nation, I think. She's, like, legit. But I I treated her dad at one point, and her dad was saying how, like, her workouts, like, her coaches were like, hey, you should, like, do some cold plunge or some ice bath things.
Yeah.
So I don't think they have a cold plunge, but they have, like, there's a barrel one.
There's a barrel one, yeah.
Which is, I don't think it circulates the water. I don't know what it does, but they have one. I think they do it every morning.
That's what they tell you to do every morning. So as soon as that tub arrives at the gym,
every day,
I'm going to hop in.
See, if I had that, if I had one at home, I would do it. It's very, because like I'm a big wimp when it comes to like cold showers. Unless it's really hot out, then I'll do it.
I don't like cold showers. Okay. There's something about it. Standing there, it feels miserable.
Yeah. If I can get in and just chill.
I've gotten in the cold plunge for 4 minutes. You start shivering, but you just close your eyes, you breathe. It's not as bad as a cold shower.
Okay, good.
And everyone's telling me how much of a wimp they are, and I'm
like... Does your head go in, or do you just, like...
I haven't yet.
I might do it, like, I feel like that'd be a lot, but then you get out, you do it quick, and then just, like, hop out at the end. I would maybe do that.
Maybe at the very end.
But I've seen a lot of, like, Kelly Starrett. Like, him, like, I think
he... like, dives in head
first. Yeah, he, like, dives in. I'm like... Also, he's bald, too, so he doesn't have any, like, cushion there. So hopefully he doesn't listen to this and get mad at me for saying that. But, I've seen him do it. I'm like, man, I really want to get a cold plunge. You gonna get a sauna one day?
That's what everyone's asking. Probably.
We need an infrared sauna.
Exactly.
That's a new thing too.
Contrast therapy.
You can do both.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. So it's coming in a month.
Tuesday.
Oh, it's coming Tuesday.
Got that tracking.
Is it gonna be in on Tuesday?
It's gonna be in on
Tuesday. Like functioning.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll confirm.
It depends how
that setup goes.
I might drop in for that Friday.
Yeah.
Next Friday. Yeah. I'll
come
be
next Friday.
I'm gonna drop in. But hey, can I like do the workout and?
And then really just the cold plunge.
So is that open to all your members? Like they can just do it? Or is it going to be like an extra like cost?
It'll be an extra cost, but it'll be minimal.
Yeah. I'd pay $50 a month to do that or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Absolutely.
I would pay all day long to be like unlimited access or whatever. Like, I don't know. How long do they recommend you stay in it for? Do you know?
2 to 4 minutes.
Okay.
And if you listen to Andrew Huberman's podcast, who's like a big cold therapy guy.
Yeah.
He'll probably say you could stay in for 10 minutes. I'm going to say...
That's a lot.
2 to 4. And if you can stay a minute, like that's a win, right?
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah, it's your whatever you can do. Exactly.
Definitely build up because it gets easier as the more frequently you go.
Yeah, no, I bet.
Yeah.
Not trying to turn this into a cold plunge
advertisement,
but it kind of is. We're going to talk about it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to keep you because we got to end right at 2. I know you got to get out of here, Maddie. So if somebody is interested in like working with you and finding out more about 202 Strong, I guess what if there's some, first of all, like where are you located again? It's Bethesda, North Bethesda?
North Bethesda. So if you're familiar, Pike and Rose, we're right there on Neville Street, kind of behind Pike and Rose. So in that,
it's like that, like
Randolph, Nicholson.
Yeah. It's like a bunch of buildings all connected to each
other.
Yeah. And what's a good way for someone to reach out if they're interested in like learning more about like you and 202 Strong and what you guys have to offer? What's the best way for them to reach you?
Well, Instagram. Maddie 202 Strong.
Yeah, IG.
Instagram 202 Strong or email Maddie at 202strong.com.
Yeah. And there's website 202strong.com.
Website 202strong.com.
Cool. That's why I figured.
Yeah, so if you just Google 202 Strong,
something will pop up.
Something will pop up. Yeah.
Yeah, then you can take advantage of the cold plunge. I don't know any CrossFit gyms. Any gyms that have that. I would market that.
Yeah.
I'd be all over Instagram reels of all your members getting in. I would do that. I would definitely do that.
Oh, I can't wait. We're going to do a lot of Instagram reels with that.
Yeah, so you should do you get a whiteboard and have like personal records of like how long people stay.
That's what we just talked about this morning.
Yeah,
that's
what I would do. I'd be like, who stayed here the longest? And then obviously don't get frostbite, but like...
Right.
Don't be dumb. Don't
Within
be stupid.
Reason. One of my members is like, Maddie, don't make it a challenge. Idiots like myself will stay in there all day.
There's a couple idiots like me that would be like, all right, I'm going to win this.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Maddie, I really appreciate you being on. And
this is great.
Yes. If you're listening, definitely if you're in the area, like, I mean, we get people that drive 40 minutes to come, like, work with us up to an hour. Like, at 202 Strong, a pretty great gym. Now I got a cold plunge. I'm like, I'd drive a little bit longer for that. So definitely check them out if you're interested in finding a place that you get fit, and maybe you've been worrying about like how you look. And man, can I do a barbell stuff? Can I do a kettlebell stuff? And nervous about it? I mean, 202 Strong might be a really good option for you. So I thank you for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you guys later.